Hi mamas, I'm so excited to be back on this journey of motherhood. I'm a mama of two beautiful girls, a three-year-old and a one-year-old, Gianna and Savannah, and I'm back with the relaunch of this podcast, which includes spiritual awakening, motherhood, postpartum depression talk, and guest interviews that will captivate you, motivate you, and let you know that you have a life purpose here. So please stay tuned for every weekly episode at 11:11 a.m. or p.m. Fridays or Wednesdays. You can check out the Instagram at Hello Gorgeous Mama to find out the latest information when the next podcast will be posted. Hi, beautiful mamas. This is September 18th and it's episode 15. And today I bring you spiritual boundaries. So take a listen and let me know what you'd like to hear for the future podcasts in the reviews of whatever platform you are listening on. And here you go with spiritual boundaries. Hey everyone, so far so good. So I say that because I am back on for the next episode of Hello Gorgeous Mama. Last episode was featuring my guest Amanda Surya. I hope you enjoyed the podcast, as she was an awesome person to have, very humble, and it came at the right timing, as you all know, with the passing of my uncle. So today I bring you episode 15 for this Friday night, and let you know that I will be posting 11:11 every night on Friday as much as I can. I'm trying to get them up. If you can leave reviews, whatever podcast platform you are using, that would be awesome, and just share with your family and friends if you enjoy it. So again, thank you. And today's episode is going to be talking about spiritual boundaries. I think a lot of times people believe that, see, I think I'm starting to identify myself as kind of an empath, which for those who don't know is people that kind of feel other people's emotions really heavily as well as their own. We think as empaths that we have to kind of, or as a spiritual person or even a faith-based person, you believe a lot of times that you have to be accepting of everything and open the door to everybody, but that's not always the case. I wanted to kind of start this episode with reading what I found a perfect, I guess you could call it a meme, about empaths. And it says, empaths don't act fake. Empaths are sensitive individuals very much in tune with what's going on inside and outside of them. Awake empaths will distance themselves from you the moment they pick up a bad vibe. If you ever hurt them, they will withdraw themselves. They may become introverted because they dive deep into the waters that most people are afraid to. It's very important for empaths to stay authentic to themselves, to harness their abilities. They may think about you or still love you, but respect themselves more and act anything but fake. Boundaries are highly important for empaths to keep them from energy vampires or those unaware of their own light wanting to suck up theirs. And this is from the Mind Journal. I guess I wanted to touch part on that because it's been a struggle these last 2 years for me as I grow on my spiritual boundaries. I have learned a lot about myself, and I've learned about what those boundaries are for me. And sometimes, unfortunately, that means you have to set those boundaries even when it comes to family or friends. And that's okay. You can still love them no matter what, and they can still be someone that you want to be there for, but at the same time you have to realize what is okay for you and what's healthy for you as a spiritual person. And doesn't mean that anybody's better than anybody else. It just means that people are at different frequency levels and learning. I believe we come onto this earth for a life purpose, and we discover what that life purpose will be. And when we start to realize that we have a bigger purpose than ourselves, that kind of opens the door to all the possibilities that are available to us and what we're supposed to learn and how to treat other people with kindness and equality and be accepting of everybody. And I think even we see all these things that are going on in the news, and people forgetting the humanity and forgetting that everybody is human at the end of the day. Everybody bleeds the same. Everybody has, you know, big hearts, and there are people out there that are, there are the evils of this world, let's just say. But as spiritual people, that doesn't mean that we are accepting of all things. It doesn't mean that you have to forgive all things, and that's the human side of us. I mean, there are some things that are just unforgivable, in my opinion. And I guess that's part of our lesson, is that we need to learn those things to forgive, not necessarily for that other individual or that, you know, that circumstance, but for your soul, for your own self, to be able to move forward and to grow as a person, for your soul to grow. And so when you set those spiritual boundaries, you kind of say what's okay and what you're accepting of, to make sure that yourself continues to heal. I hope that makes sense. Another quote I see here is, "I am grounded, my spirit is grounded deep in the earth. I am calm, strong, centered, and peaceful. I am able to let go of fear and trust that I am eternally safe. I am worthy of all things beautiful." By Carly Marie at soulvoice_IG. So this is all on Pinterest, by the way. Pinterest is my best friend, and my husband would probably call it something else, because let's just say from our wedding, I thought we could do every single pin that I found on Pinterest, and I realized quickly that it was a bunch of different weddings, and I can only pick and choose what made sense for us. Anyways, read that again for all those listening. Is, "I am grounded, my spirit is grounded deep in the earth. I am calm, strong, centered, and peaceful. I am able to let go of fear and trust that I am eternally safe. I am worthy of all things beautiful." Again, I'm talking to all the mamas. Mostly everybody who listens to this podcast, this is for you too, but I think a lot of times as moms, that worthy part is a lot for us to hear and to take in, because sometimes I think women and moms are very critical of themselves, and they don't deem themselves as worthy of all things beautiful. So, and how does this relate to spiritual boundaries? Well, it relates a lot, because knowing that you're worthy enough of all things beautiful means that you don't have to accept things just because people tell you to, or accept things just because it is, or accept things just because they're family or close friends or been there for years. It matters, how are they there for you now? How are these things good for you now, as you're growing in your spiritual journey, as you're becoming awakened to the possibilities in your life purpose and what that means for you? I wanted to share what are boundaries for me, though, before we move forward. And I listed 16, as most of you probably have known by now if you follow me on Instagram or have heard past podcasts, is 16 is my special magic number for when I got married. And my firstborn was born on the 16th. I roomed in the hospital room in number 316. So there's a lot of the 16 in there. So I wanted to share 16 things. Oh, and Savannah, she's the number 16th grandchild on my husband's side. I'm the only child, so not for my parents, but for my in-laws. So 16 is a huge number for us. So I wanted to define what boundaries are to me. Boundaries are, 1, saying no. 2, not feeling you need to fix things. 3, being true to who you are. 4, a form of self-care. 5, determining your worth. 6, create realistic expectations. 7, boundaries are figuring out what brings me joy. 8, boundaries are giving myself permission to be myself. 9, boundaries are knowing you don't need validation from others but from you. 10, boundaries are being enough and saying enough is enough. 11, boundaries are not being a doormat. 12, boundaries are allowing others to make their decisions without taking on their emotions or choices. Boundaries are 13, filling your cup first. Boundaries are 14, not personal, they are what you need. 15, boundaries are not denying your truth by keeping the, in quotation marks, peace. And number 16, boundaries are simply putting yourself first. So I guess after this podcast, my hope is that you would take what I have spoken about today and kind of think about what boundaries are for yourself and what that means on your own spiritual journey and what that looks like, how you want to feel, what you want it to look like, and where you see yourself going forward. So those are all important things. And now we're going to hear a word from our sponsor. So continuing on, I just think that also we feel a lot as faith-based people or spiritual or, you know, those that are empaths that we have to just accept what is, or we have to allow our walls to come down completely, and that's not what that means. Because when we try to keep the peace or just try to let things go, we're actually denying ourselves and denying who we authentically and truly are inside, and pretty much our truth and our inner truth. And don't think though that the people around you that may not understand where you're coming from are villains. They're not. Simply, they just probably are not where you're at in your journey. They may have some growth to do or some lessons to learn, and that's okay. Because a lot of times too, what I've learned in all of the therapy that I've done is that we set expectations on other people, and when we set expectations on others, we expect them to act or do a certain thing, and when they don't do it, we think that they're in the wrong, and nobody really is in the wrong for that. Because how you might react to something or how you feel that someone might react is not how they are going to react. Everybody has their own choices. Everyone makes their own decisions. But how you let that person affect you is completely up to you on how you let it affect you, if that makes sense. In other words, if someone's rude to you and you get upset over it and sad over it for them making a comment to you, or, you know, something simple as, like, they don't like how you dress today, and you take it all day making you feel terrible, I should have dressed a certain way, or why did they have to say that? That is actually on you for allowing them to affect you that way, that it ruined your whole day. But if you were like, that's the comment they made, that's how they feel, and you know what, I'm okay with that, because I'm okay with the way I dress, I'm okay with what is, and I'm going to continue to move on the rest of the day and not let it affect me, then you made that choice, and they'll probably be miserable thinking and being rude all day, but you won't be upset because you didn't allow it to affect you. So that's what I mean by we have the choice to either let their choices affect us or not. And those expectations that we set on people a lot of times will make us feel more upset because we expected them to act a certain way, but they're not going to act the way we want them to. We can only control what we do. We can only control what we say. We can only control how we react, how we move on, how we go forward on our spiritual journey. And as empaths, it's a little easier said than done, because an empath person takes on the emotions of other people, feels really heavily emotions. And I'm also a Cancer, so I am very stubborn, but I'm also very sensitive type of person. So I take things to the core, and it's a little bit harder for me to just accept what is and know that. But, you know, I'm starting to learn that I don't always have to agree to things. I don't have to accept what is going on. And I actually can speak my truth. I can be truthful to my feelings and be honest about what's going on to a certain level of respect. Of course, I'm not going to just go and tell every single person how I feel sometimes in the moment, because sometimes maybe my thoughts are not nice enough to say at that time, and I have to think it through, and I have to think about how I'm going to affect other people, because I'm not the type of person that wants to put other people down. But just to say, by keeping the peace, and there's another quote that fits to this. It says, agreeing to things just to keep the peace is actually a trauma response. When you do this, you are disrespecting your boundaries. No more making yourself uncomfortable for others to feel comfortable. You have control now. You run your life, take up space, and use your voice. And this is by tinybuddha.com. So, just be honest about how you feel, but as a reminder that honesty is not always the best policy. Some things are better left unsaid when they're just going to be as hurtful. But there are some things that if you feel like, I don't know, as an example, like if you have something from childhood that you need to address, or if there's something that you carry that you need to let that person know how they affected you and how much they hurt you, maybe they do need to hear that too. So I'm just saying, like, as simple as, like, if you don't like the way someone dressed, don't go tell them that they need to change. But if it's something that's traumatically affected you, you do need to talk about it. You do need to seek therapy. You do need to have your inner circle. Your spirit team is on the other side, but you also are building a spirit team here earthbound, and that's part of your journey, that you'll find those people that are meant to be in your circle, and you'll be naturally drawn to them. It won't be something that you need to search for. It won't be something that you need to look up, or you'll figure it out. I mean, I'm starting to figure out some of my spirit team, because I think I opened up a whole row of doors and closed all the wrong ones throughout these last 2 years than I have in my 30 years of life. So it took me having my daughters to really figure myself out, to really find who I was and my own identity as a mom, as a woman, and just as a person. And also realize that my soul is getting closer and closer to learning the lessons it's supposed to learn in this lifetime and in the previous lifetimes. But everybody has a spirit team. Everybody has people rooting for them on the other side as well as on this side. And you just gotta find those people. And those people don't always have to be blood. Those people don't always have to be people that you grew up with. You know, like, it's hard lesson, but as you grow older, you start to realize who is really in your circle, and that sometimes the people you thought were going to always be there don't always end up being the ones that you sit on the rocking chairs with at the end of the day, talking about back in the day, you know? So just figure out who those people are and be adaptable to change and to growth, and you'll figure out who you're truly meant to be. It will happen for you. And loss is a part of life, unfortunately. Realizing that this last year and a half has been a difficult, but it gives me peace to know that those who have lost their lives are learning lessons on the other side more, or completed their journey here on earth, and they are right where they're meant to be with God. And it's hard for us as human beings to accept that. But once you start to realize that they are at peace, they are no longer in pain, and they are very much a part of you as they were here on earth, then it gives you a little bit more to look forward to as you keep continuing on your spiritual path and your spiritual journey. But yeah, I don't know if I'm ranting this episode, but I just really wanted to connect about spiritual boundaries and then what it means to kind of grow in your journey throughout, because I think we get confused a lot about, we want to be this perfect person or this perfect, we think that learning the lessons means that we have to be this, like, I guess when I pictured, like, that I would learn all my lessons, I think of some Buddha person sitting, you know, on a yoga mat that is accepting of everybody and is like Gandhi, and I would love to be like Gandhi or Mother Teresa, but I'm no Gandhi or Mother Teresa, and I don't know if I'm gonna ever get there really. But you just try to be you and the best version of yourself, and I think that's all we can ever do as human beings, and as people learning our different lessons that we're supposed to learn. And sometimes even our children teach us lessons that we thought we're supposed to teach them. So continue to grow, find who you are as a person, and set those boundaries. Don't deny your truth, and just be the best version of you. And I think those are some of the lessons I have learned these last 2 years. And I'm sure I will be bringing you more things that I'll be learning. But I thought it was important to make an episode about that. So with the climate of the world, be kind to one another. Remember, everybody is a human being, and that Jesus died on the cross for everybody, not one person, but for everybody. So I'll just end there and say, take care, God bless, and for all my mamas out there, don't be too hard on yourself if you're at the 2 a.m. feedings. They like to cluster feed in the beginning, so just keep going at it. For those who are formula feeding, whatever kind of, wherever path you are on, there's no right or wrong way. Just do what you feel is best for your baby, and they will love you no matter what. So, good night, and sleep tight. And stay tuned for episode 16. Don't know what it's going to be yet, but episode 16 will be the next Friday. Thank you. Good night.
Hey,
Hey guys, if you enjoyed this podcast, please feel free to leave me a rating and let me know of any feedback of what you would like to hear in future podcasts. I know I'm coming back from a long break, so I'm excited to bring some new topics to you and to show what this mama has to give back with some self-love, self-improvement, and just talking everything mompreneurship, as well as mom life and postpartum, and as well as spiritual awakening. So stay tuned. I look forward to hearing your thoughts. And this is Hello, Hello, Gorgeous Mama.